100 years ago, the world was about to be plunged into a conflict whose impact can still be felt today in many parts of the globe. Indeed, the creation of independent Czechoslovakia was only made possible by the defeat of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. However, around 1 million Czechs fought in World War I in Austro-Hungarian uniforms, and tens of thousands of them died on a broad stretch of territory from northern Italy to Ukraine and Poland. One of the country's leading experts in this field is Radim Kapavík of Signum Belli 1914, a Brno-based military history club which researches and documents the graves of Czech soldiers killed in the Great War. He says the lack of information about Czechs in the Austro-Hungarian army was the main reason for forming the club.
We have found out that there is very little information about Czech people in Austro-Hungarian army and about the history of First World War from the Czech point of view. So we have found out that there are not even the basic information about the history of units which were composed of Czech soldiers. And we must say that Czech soldiers composed some 20% of the army of Austro-Hungary. So it was quite a big force. And for Czech people, it was a very important part of their history. So we started to organize our own initiatives and activities to research this part of our history, which is our main purpose. But we do not only research. We are trying to preserve the memory of these times, which means not only war cemeteries, but also diaries and memorials of people from Czech Republic who fought in the First World War and have written their diaries or memorials after the war. We were quite surprised how many of these materials can be found even today.
Given the number or the proportion of the Austro-Hungarian army made up of Czech troops, you said, which is of course huge, 20%, you said it was a very important part of Czech history, which suggests or which might suggest that it's not anymore. What do you think, or how do you think people today in the Czech Republic think of the First World War, or how do they look at it?
I think that more and more people are interested in the First World War today, and this is because more and more people are becoming amateur genealogists. So they are searching the history of their family, and if you search history of your family and live in Central Europe, you inevitably goes to the part of the history which is strongly connected to First World War. The war was the most important event in the lives of the whole generation. So if you try to find out something about your ancestors, you end in with the history of First World War. More and more people are asking us, because they are searching for their great fathers or great grandfathers. They are searching sometimes for the places of their burial, because many people died in the war, of course. And usually the people don't know anything about the war, but thanks to the genealogy, they find out how important these events were, and are starting to be interested in this period of time.
Well, many people know, of course, about the Czechoslovak legions, these units that formed in Russia, of course, and in Italy and France, fighting alongside the Allies against Austria-Hungary and Germany. But why do you think the people who actually fought in the Austrian or Austro-Hungarian army are not commemorated or not remembered? When you walk across, you know, the country today, through all the towns and villages, nearly every one of them has a monument with sometimes dozens of names and of people, of men who were killed in the war. Why don't you think that it's kind of that the memory of the war is sort of suppressed?
I think for the long time it was, because after the destruction of Austro-Hungarian Empire, Czechoslovakia was founded, and it was a part of a new state official ideology that the legionaries fought on the right side and the Austro-Hungarian soldiers fought on the wrong side. So even the military traditions of new Czechoslovak army were based only on the legionnaires' traditions, and even today Czech army knows nothing about Austro-Hungarian military traditions. But I think that there is another less official attitude to the war, and it is represented by regional museums or clubs of military history, and these people are more aware that most of Czechs fought on the other side of the front than legionnaires on the Austro-Hungarian front.
How many roughly people, how many Czech soldiers died in the war, and where are they buried?
We must say that 1.5 million people from today's Czech Republic were mobilized. Out of these, around 1 million were Czechs by nationality, and the rest were mostly Germans. And out of these 1.5 million, at least 200,000 or 300,000 were killed. Out of these, 150,000 were Czechs by nationalities. And I would add that in Czechoslovakia, after the war, there remained 200,000 war invalids, people who needed state help. If you ask about the cemeteries, I must tell that still, even today, the cemeteries from First World War are not well mapped. So it is not easy to say where Czech soldiers are buried, but we can say that they are buried on the all fronts of the war. So especially it's in Slovenia, where heavy fighting took place in 1917, in Poland, in southern Poland, in Galicia, where heavy fighting took place in 1914-15, and in Slovakia, the main fightings was in Carpathians in winter 1914-15. For example, in Slovakia, there are more than 200 cemeteries from First World War. There are 60,000 buried men, and we know only 6,000 names. So you see how difficult it is to say how many Czech soldiers are buried there.
Mm. You said you worked with colleagues in other countries. What are some of the international projects that your association is working on?
Together with our colleagues from Slovakia, Poland and Hungary, we founded Visegrad Working Group for Military Cemeteries, which aims on reconstruction and cleaning of cemeteries, mainly in Slovakia and in Poland, but we have also organized some field works in Slovenia. So the main goal of these activities is to reconstruct the cemeteries which are forgotten and to clean the cemeteries which are not forgotten but are not maintained well.
This year, of course, marks the 100th anniversary of the outbreak of the First World War. Are you marking that anniversary in any special way?
We, as Signum Belli 1914, don't organize any major event by ourselves this year, because there are really plenty of them organized by other institutions and organizations through the whole country. But we are participating in a lot of them. We are, for example, cooperating with Czech Television, who is producing a documentary about Czech soldiers in First World War. We are cooperating with museums. We will take part in a conference in Prague, which will be held in September this year. And we are helping our Slovak colleagues with organization of a big reenactment living history event in Humene in October this year.